USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Schools across the state of New York could find out by the end of today if kids will be heading back to class this fall as the pandemic continues. Governor Andrew Cuomo promising to make the announcement by the end of the first week of August, noting any reopening plan needs the support of teachers and parents.
Because if the teachers say, I'm not coming back, or the parents say, I'm not sending my child, then whatever the school district says is irrelevant.
In Washington, lawmakers are hoping to reach a compromise on COVID-19 relief today, but signs out of Capitol Hill are not encouraging. Democrats and White House negotiators were still reportedly far apart after hours of talks yesterday, a particular sticking point in the continued added unemployment benefits amid the economic fallout from the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano-silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
President Trump is against slapping aluminum tariffs on Canada. At a speech in Ohio, the president said yesterday the tariff will go back to the original 10% rate. That after the administration lifted tariffs last year, ahead of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. The president saying yesterday that Canada has been taking advantage of the U.S. by flooding the country with exports and killing aluminum jobs. Fort Hood in Texas has one of the highest rates of murder, sexual assault, and harassment in the Army. Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy saying yesterday during a visit to the base, because of this, a detailed look into the Army base is being conducted.
We are sending down an independent group of investigators to understand the root causes associated with the rise of felonies, violent acts, to better understand why this is happening at this installation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
On Wall Street, the Nasdaq closed yesterday above 11,000 for the first time ever. It gained 109 points, closing at 11,108, closing at the record high for the seventh straight trading session. The Justice Department is charging five individuals for a Paycheck Protection Program fraud scheme. Their loan applications allegedly made false and misleading claims about the number of employees and payroll expenses they had. And overall, five businesses were approved of $4 million, and when the suspects were detained, authorities took a Range Rover, over $120,000 in cash, and over $3 million from several bank accounts. The deadline for players to skip the upcoming NFL season has passed, and the NFL says 66 players have decided to opt out because of concerns over coronavirus. The Patriots had the most players opt out with 8, followed by the Cleveland Browns with 5. Other players can still decide to step away after the deadline under certain conditions. One of those includes a new diagnosis of a high-risk condition. And rapper Kanye West's name will appear on the November ballot in Colorado as an independent candidate for the White House, filing his paperwork ahead of Wednesday's deadline. It's already been approved by the Secretary of State. West announced his campaign for the White House last month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.